ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And folks, we are 2 hours away from the pay-per-view, UFC 169, Renan Barreiro, the California kid Uriah Faber, challenging him for the 135-pound world supremacy in the world of mixed martial arts, of course, that being the UFC 135-pound belt. Straight up, the main event's a killer. The same semi-main event, Ricardo Llamas, of course, taking on Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo probably hasn't lost since President Carter was president back in the 80s. I'm just kidding you, but it's been a long time. Both these guys can fight. In fact, all four guys can fight, but I think Llamas may be the lesser of the three. So we've got UFC 169, the pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. You've got to go to your pay-per-view provider, of course, and I'll go through the main card, and there's a heavyweight clash. It's a loser-leave-town match. I'm talking about Frank Mir. Listen, Frank Mir, Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem's been popped for steroids. Frank Mir, he's been popped for steroids, too. So sort of battle of guys have been popped for steroids, but the loser leaves town. Talking about the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
At TomBartonSports.com, we charge no commission and no extra fees. Every member gets every play and every sport. TomBartonSports.com is less than $100 for 30 days of service. TomBartonSports.com is monitored and documented by multiple outside sources, including Pro Football Weekly, so you know we can be trusted. Come and join the TomBartonSports.com team today and start winning with integrity.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Steiner Sports wants to congratulate Peyton Manning on winning the 2013 NFL MVP award. As an exclusive athlete, Steiner Sports has your ticket to 100% authentic hand-signed Peyton Manning memorabilia. Visit www.steinersports.com today to view the entire Peyton Manning collection. For a limited time only, enter promo code Peyton15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire purchase. Remember, the site to visit is www.steinersports.com.
Have you ever made a crazy bet on sports? Now you can do it in the ultimate peer-to-peer social betting exchange with YouBetMe. You Bet Me is the easiest way to bet on anything with family and friends. It's fun, it's free, and it's now available at the iTunes App Store. And it's not just about sports. You Bet Me is a great way to bet on reality TV, award shows, dating, anything where you know you're right and everyone else is wrong. Check it out. You Bet Me, now at the iTunes App Store.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of Mortgage Investing 101. Did you know that you can earn, year in and year out, returns of 8% and more on your savings and retirement accounts? Mortgage-backed investment strategies such as trusted investing and mortgage pool funds can do just that. Since 2008, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments. Find out for yourself how you, too, can profit from these real estate-secured investments. Call 415-883-2150 or visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
The following is a special presentation exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go. Fight! Domi and Guida. Good
shot there by Nate. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard. Putting on a show!
Outstanding.
Wow!
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
And same as everybody else, you walk forward, he puts you on your butt, and, well, the rest is history. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we are live each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine 1 hour of boxing and mixed martial arts. And then we come back with our big show, our Sunday show, the two-hour show. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. The first hour, we talk boxing. Second hour, we talk MMA. Straight up, we're talking MMA. Of course, we are just an hour and 45 minutes away from the start of the pay-per-view, UFC 169. One of the better cards, I think, on pay-per-view in a long time. And I love Uriah Faber. I mean, the California kid, he's been on the show a couple times in the past. And he's just one of my all-time favorite guys. I mean, before anybody knew about, you know, mixed martial arts up in Northern California, there was these guys training his team, I think Team Alpha Male. But there was a little gym of MMA guys up there, and you heard about this through the boxing grapevines. These guys were getting together, and they were getting fights, and they were doing this, and they were doing amateur cards. And then, of course, he turned pro, and he's got a pretty good record. He was a former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, but now he's fighting at 135 pounds, again, the bantamweight title, against one of the best fighters in the history of the sport, Renan Barreiro. He hasn't lost. I think he lost one time, and that was a long, long time. I think it was 2005. I mean, wow, like almost 10 years. So we've got a lot going on in the main event. As far as I'm concerned, Uriah Faber is a live underdog. I'm looking at the odds right now. The Las Vegas odds will tell it to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Not for gambling purposes of any kind. The bantamweight title fight, Uriah Faber, a plus 275 underdog, meaning bet 100, get $375 in return. Now, as far as betting on Barreiro is concerned, you're going to have to bet $350 to get $450 back. In other words, you only won $100 on that $350 wager, okay? That's a bit long as far as the odds are concerned. I think Uriah's a lot closer than that. And, of course, Jose Aldo. I told you about him. He's like a monster. Ooh, good God. A featherweight. He's 145 pounds. The only fight he's ever lost, he lost at 155 pounds. And people laugh when I say that, you know, there's differences. In boxing, there's differences sometimes every 4 pounds, every 6 pounds. And people laugh about that. They, you know, the average person laughs and they mock that. But a 112-pound fighter is bigger than a 108-pound fighter. And a 115-pound fighter is slightly bigger than a 112-pound fighter as far as boxing is concerned. You can look at the boxing, their body mass, and you can just see it. You can see one guy's bigger than the other, and he may only be 3 pounds more. But he may just have that bigger body mass. And straight up, you know, I'm telling you, this guy Jose Aldo, and don't call him Jose, call him Jose. Jose Aldo is an icon in Brazil. as I said, hasn't lost since, you know, Harry Truman was president. He's the real deal. And he's taking on Ricardo Llamas, and Llamas doesn't have much of a chance, according to my guy Zach Young. And well, we'll go through the records. Of course, Faber, 30-6, 6-2 in the UFC. Of course, the former UFC, WEC, World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion. He's getting a second crack at Renan Borrello. Borrello's 31-1, 6-0 in the UFC. And Borrello beat him in 2012, and I think Uriah suffered a broken rib in the first round and fought five valiant rounds. I was there. It was the house that Uriah built. I'm talking about as far as MMA is concerned, the Arco Arena in Sacramento, California, the state capital, of course. It was a house that Tony built, Tony Lopez, for boxing. But when it came to MMA, Uriah Faber built that joint. He packed that joint. I'm serious. That place was packed to the rafters, and it was a record gate. They made a lot of money, and, of course, Faber lost that night, a decision, a close decision to Borrello. He was injured. So now they're going to come back. They're going to do it again. And I just went through the odds on you, and I thought that those odds are a little steep. If you think that, I mean, that has route. That's what the minus 350 is like. It's a route. And Aldo and Llamas, Aldo's a minus 745. So you have to bet $745 on him to win $100 and get $845 back. And to bet on Llamas, you'd have to bet $100 and you would get $645 back. That's a big underdog, and he isn't going to do that, not any time in this lifetime anyway. The heavyweight bout, Frank Mir, Alistair Overeem. Both, as I said, had steroid issues throughout their career. Overeem recently popped, or about a year and a half ago, by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, was put out of action for like almost a year. And he came back and he got lit up twice like the White House Christmas tree. So he's on a two-fight losing streak. Mir is on a three-fight losing streak, losing last, I believe, to Daniel Cormier, of course, the undefeated light heavyweight from the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley, USA, the home of Cain Velasquez, who's recovering from shoulder surgery as I speak. But Mir is a plus 325 favorite, and underdog, I mean. And Overeem's a minus 425 favorite. So you have to bet $425 on Overeem to get $525 back. Now, on Frank Mir, if you bet $100, you get $425 back, okay? That is the odds, and I think those odds are a little bit long, too. And why is everybody picking Overeem to win this fight? What are they seeing that I'm not seeing? I mean, the last time I mean, I don't feel super strongly that Frank Mir is going to win this fight, but I think that Frank Mir realizes that his career is on the line. He's lost three in a row. He may hold all the numbers, the records, the stats as far as UFC heavyweight champions are concerned. I mean, knockouts and submissions, and he's title fights, and he's got all that stuff, okay? But at the end of the day, if you can't keep winning, they're not going to keep you around. They're not going to keep you around. They keep have you keep losing. Like three fights in a row, he loses four. I think it's a get-out-of-town type of fight. And, of course, Dana White, not happy with Alistair Overeem, of course, him getting popped for steroids, him promising there would be no steroids, and then he tried to... Listen, here's what happened. They were at a press conference, and the Nevada Athletic Commission, they brought some urine cups with them, okay, and they surprised him. They said, you know, hey, we want you to take a urine test. He went, whoa! And he freaked out, and he ran out the joint. He drove around in his car for a while, and he didn't know what to do, so finally he came back, and he filled the cup, and the cup was, like, full of, like, steroids, okay? I mean, big time. His level was, like, way up there. 10 times what a normal man would be, seriously, like, at the age of 25. It was incredible amount of testosterone in his system. And, of course, that was all brought on by, you know, the use of anabolic steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, remember, here was a skinny guy at 205 pounds. He was 205. He was sort of skinny and lanky. Okay, and then all of a sudden he's 250 pounds and rock hard and buffed and everything. And then they started cracking down on him. You know, after he got popped, they started cracking down on him, and now his body looks a lot different. I mean, he sort of looks like almost like a Pillsbury Doughboy, and not that soft, but pretty soft. Okay, straight up, pretty good fights tonight as far as Overeem and Frank Mir is concerned. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to go with my buddy Frank Mir. Frank Mir has been in the studio. I think Frank Mir is a good analyst as far as TV is concerned. I think he's a great personality. He tells it just like it is. And Frank, win this fight and make Pedro look good. The flyweight bout, we'll talk about that a little bit later. And, of course, there's another lightweight bout. That's the main paid card on UFC 169. Of course, that begins at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Only on pay-per-view. You got to call your cable company, your satellite dish provider, your internet website, wherever you happen to go see it. You need to go see it. 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, UFC 169. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, live on the iHeartRadio Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the American Forces Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Well, you know, I think that he's becoming a very capable striker and he's starting to enjoy it. I still don't think that he realizes, you know, high-level striking of the UFC guys. I think that eventually, no matter what happens, he's going to go for a shot and go for a takedown. And then, you know, on the ground, I just don't see him simulating. I think actually fighting Josh Barnett was probably a bad thing for him because he might feel a certain amount of confidence by going to the ground with me. And the difference is, you know, Barnett and I are a little different. Barnett's a great grappler. I just don't think he has the same finishing abilities that I do. I have a who's who on when I catch a hold of a limb. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, whether they like me or not, you're not going to argue about the fact that I don't finish fights when I get a hold of something.
Now, more of Ring Talk
with Pedro Fernandez.
I just think it's time for some tough love.
Well, not right here in front of everybody, but if you want to run home and get your equipment.
Go away from me.
Check it, 25, make it 26 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. For the most part, each and every week, we air at 11 a.m. Pacific Time Saturday for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts, of course, the UFC primarily. And then we go over to Sunday, again, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We go for an hour of boxing and then an hour of MMA, UFC, Bellator, Invicta. We talk about it all, folks, straight up. The inside, or to look into the world of mixed martial arts. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was Frank Mir talking about Daniel Cormier. Of course, Cormier lit him up. Won like all three rounds. It was like 30-27. What was Frank thinking? Frank was thinking he was in a five-round title fight maybe, and he was like saving himself or something like that, because he never did anything offensively until like, you know, the third round. And Cormier already had two rounds in the bank. And he scored with a couple of kicks, but he didn't look to follow it up. And I thought that Frank Mir lacked the ability to pull the trigger. And what I mean by that is, I'm talking about an old-time gunfighter, okay? You know, like Marshall Dillon or something like that against some other guy. And the other guy is older than Marshall Dillon. And, of course, Dillon outdraws him, and it's age. And I think that's what's happening with Frank Mir. Frank Mir's got a lot of miles on him, man. I mean, he's the real deal, but he's got a lot of miles on him. I mean, what? He was challenged, how long was he even champion? Like five, six years? 16-8 overall, 14-8 in the UFC. Currently, of course, in the middle of a three-loss losing streak. Overeem. And he's a 4-1 favorite, 3-1. I can't believe he's a 3.5-1 favorite over him. It's like they expect Frank Mir to go in there and lay down or something like that. He's 36-13, one draw, and, you know, take that back. He's 1-2 in the UFC, okay? He's won one fight. He's lost two fights. He hasn't looked good. I think he's, like, you know, not on the juice anymore, and not on the juice to the level in which he could perform at a world-class level in the heavyweight division. And I think that juice was a lot. As I said, from a skinny, lanky, string-bang-looking guy at 205, 210 pounds over there in Pride, of course, coming over to he was Strike Force. But when he came over to the big leagues, look at his record now, just 1-2. But he's 36-13, so he's already lost 13 times. Now, I'm not trying to say the guy's a loser, but usually 36-13 indicates journeyman. You know, a guy that's okay guy, but not a guy that's really going to be winning a lot of titles, okay? And I don't think Alistair Overeem's going to beat Frank Mir. Now, I may be wrong, and I'll bet anybody wants to on a soda on that one. You can give me a call on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you think that Alistair Overeem, this admitted steroid freak, is going to be Frank Mir, I'll bet you a soda on that one. I'll send it to you via priority mail. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that's the heavyweight semi-main event. But back to Yamas and Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo, the real deal at 145 pounds. I told you, the only fight he's ever lost was at 155 pounds. And that was a submission move. And that was a lightweight. And 10 pounds means a whole lot in the world of combat sports. But he's 23-1. 5-0 in the UFC, defending that 145-pound featherweight title. He hasn't lost in 16 fights, and that was, of course, that 2005 match I was talking about against Lucien Azevedo, and that, of course, that was at 155 pounds. Now, while Yamas is a pretty fair fighter, you know, Aldo's like a super fighter, and I mean, Aldo can't go to sleep on this guy and, like, give him free, you know, let him do whatever he wants or anything like that. I mean, he's got to go in there and do his thing, but I just think that overall, as far as talent is concerned, he's just the supreme fighter there. And, of course, Frank Mir, come on, Frank, win that heavyweight fight. Hey, and you got to give Frank props, okay? With the exception of the Cormier fight, Frank's fights are usually exciting. Okay, I don't know what happened in that Cormier fight. What was he doing? You know, sleeping? You know, because he straight, as I said, woke up in the third round, and it was far too late as far as capturing a three-round decision is concerned. It wasn't a five-round title fight. He was fighting as if it was, and it wasn't. And I think that, you know, Cormier's power, be it at heavyweight or be it at light heavyweight, and, of course, he's taking on Rashad Evans in a few weeks, but for Rashad Evans, the former light heavyweight 205-pound champion. Cormier is coming down to 205. He was at 215 or 218 last week, according to his gym mate at the American Kickboxing Academy. Of course, that's the great Kyle Kingsbury, as he appeared on this show last week. And he told us he was down to 218 already. So 205 doesn't look like it's going to be that much of a problem for. And, you know, he did look a little round, and he did look a little bit, but he got it done, man. I mean, like, didn't the guy win, like, the bronze medal in the Olympics? He's the real deal. I mean, the real deal, okay? And nobody's beat him yet. He's 14-0. I mean, he's undefeated 14 fights. And people say to me, oh, well, you know, 14 fights. No. Let me, it's not an accident if you go six, maybe, you know, 14-15-0. It can be an accident if you go 3-0. Maybe you can get some soft guys. But eventually, they step you up in class, and you can't be fighting stiffs. And there's not too many stiffs in the world of MMA as far as, you know, stiffs that you can put in the ring against world-class fighters. So you just can't do it. Okay, there's just not that many. I mean, everybody's at a level where they can compete now because everybody's putting their entire game together. It's no longer wrestling. It's no longer jiu-jitsu. It's no longer striking. It's no longer kicks. It's everything. It's boxing. Look how many guys are boxing now. Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, of course, having licked Anderson Silva not once but twice, as predicted by yours truly, and I was the only one who was willing to go out there on the limb, and, of course, people wanted to saw it off when I picked Weidman to beat Anderson Silva the first time. They laughed. He knocked him out in the second round. I mean, the guy was almost like snoring. They could have been counting to 45. Straight up, he's the better fighter, Chris Weidman is. He's a younger fighter. He's 29 years old. He had never been taken off his feet. He, too, is undefeated now, I believe, 11 or 12-0. Of course, the second defeat, just a fortnight ago, of Anderson Silva, where Silva kicked him and he put his Weidman, the champion, 885 pounds, that's the middleweight champion, he put his knee down to block it, and people laughed, you know, oh, what's he doing? And well, that's the move. Is that you put the thing down there, and the guy kicks you with that part of the leg, and that leg's supposed to, you know, I don't think it's supposed to break, but it's supposed to hurt. And this leg just broke. Anderson Silva's legs broke. Anderson Silva's done. Like I told you before, stick a fork in him. People laugh when I said that. No, Weidman beat him once. Weidman beat him twice. I predicted both wins. Okay, they were both coming inside of the distance. Listen, when you're an older guy, I used to fight. When you're an older guy and you get in there with a younger guy and you guys are about the same weight and everything like that, but he's got the age on you. You can just sort of feel it. You can feel this little extra boost of, I guess, natural testosterone or whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is the younger guy is usually going to beat the older guy unless the older guy, of course, you know, makes a serious mistake. But I'm telling you, straight up, right now, MMA, it's an open field as far as the different divisions are concerned. Of course, I guess flyweight sort of tied up. We'll talk about the flyweights on the card tonight. In fact, the entire UFC 169 card, beat that, 169 cards. Remember when the UFC was bought by the Lorenzo Fertitta and Frank Fertitta, owners of the Station Casinos in Las Vegas? I want to say hello to our folks down there on K-Shop, KSHP. Of course, that's 1400 AM. Down there in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. But the Fertittas, who own the Station Casinos, they bought the USC, and then they lost like $35 million. I mean, imagine that. You lose $35 million, man, and you're sort of scratching your head. And there were rumors that, you know, they wanted to sell the UFC. And then, boom, you know, the Ultimate Fighter goes on TV, and they have a fantastic main event. Everybody gets to watch it, and they experience, you know, the world of MMA. And so, of course, it catches fire. I mean, Strikeforce was rolling then. The World Extreme Cage Fighting, they were rolling then. Both those companies were bought up by the UFC. But the UFC started a roll circa 2005. And now it's worth $1 billion. Moving from a $35 million loser to a billion-dollar property. That is the UFC. As far as owning the UFC is concerned, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta, they own all of the shares, or all, you know, it's a company. Take that back. They own a percentage of the company, and their percentage, they give 13% to the Dubai government. They give 10% to Dana White, so they get the rest. The bottom line is Fertitta is in charge of a billion dollar entity. That is the USC straight up. Wow, it's got it going on. USC 169 now. The clock is ticking. We're an hour and 25 minutes away from the pay-per-view card. Of course, you're going to have to call your cable company, your satellite dish provider, your internet provider. Of course, you can watch this on... There's all kinds of ways to watch this, straight up. All kinds of ways to watch it. Get creative, get on the internet, look around, see where you can watch it for like $3 for some download or something like that. Straight up, it's worth it. Fantastic fight card. More on it on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Steiner Sports wants to congratulate Peyton Manning on winning the 2013 NFL MVP award. As an exclusive athlete, Steiner Sports has your ticket to 100% authentic hand-signed Peyton Manning memorabilia. Visit www.steinersports.com today to view the entire Peyton Manning collection. For a limited time only, enter promo code Peyton15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire purchase. Remember, the site to visit is www.steinersports.com.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Yeah.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios in San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up, of course, we are just, what, an hour and 20 minutes away from UFC 169, one of the great pay-per-views. I'm talking about the main event, folks. This fight is worth the, I mean, I would spend $70 to go see this fight if I had to pay a ticket. So I would spend that to watch it at home. This is how good this main event's going to be. I'm going to watch it at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. That's right on Hesperian Boulevard, right off International or East 14th Street in San Leandro, straight up Ricky's.com. That's where I'll be watching UFC 169. Of course, the main event, Uriah Faber, the California Kid, challenging the seemingly unbeatable Renan Barreiro. That is the main event. Some other fights on the card. I talked about the Frank Mir card, but straight up, I want Frank to win, but do I think Frank's going to win? And, you know, I want him to. It's one of those heart type of things, you know? And I still think that all these people that are jumping on this Overeem thing, either they know something about Frank that I don't know, or they're wrong. It's just one or the other, okay? But that's Uriah Faber, of course, and Barreiro. That's two. That's their second rematch. Of course, UFC Fight Nights, February 15th. That'll be from Brazil. Leonardo Machida, of course, a fighter that runs hot and he runs cold. He looks good. He doesn't look so good straight up. He's the man on a lot of people's mind and has been, what was he, one of the youngest UFC champions ever? I mean, straight up, he's one hell of a fighter. He said on Gegard Mousasi, and Mousasi, of course, a formidable foe, no question about it. This will be a five-round middleweight fight. And of course, Machida used to fight at 205 pounds, so now he's dropped down to 185 pounds. And, of course, Anderson Silva is no longer the champion. So all these guys from Brazil, they're willing to go after the middleweight championship now. See, now that Anderson Silva doesn't have it. And what they didn't realize, that Anderson Silva hasn't had it for a long time. But he was living on old laurels. I'm serious. He was living on old accomplishments. I mean, he would stand there and clown with these guys, and they wouldn't do anything. They'd freeze up. They'd choke, okay? And not Chris Weidman. Chris, not a choke artist. You know, he came to fight both times, knocked him out once, broke his leg a second time. I think I've said enough. Of course, it's UFC Fight Night from Brazil. That will be on Fox Sports 1. And Fox Sports 1, of course, airs the prelims for a lot of the UFC events, for most of them. And you can catch some great fights on UFC. They've got a new thing called the UFC Fight Pass. And we'll get Kyle Kingsbury to bring us up today. Of course, he's our UFC expert. He's a member of the UFC 205-pound roster, light heavyweight. And we get Kyle to give us the scoop on this Fight Pass and whether it's worth the $10 a month or not. He'll tell the truth. If it's not worth $10 a month, he'll tell you not to buy it. Of course, in the semi-main event, more middleweights down there in Brazil. Ronaldo Souza taking on Francis Carmont. I don't know who to pick there. Eric Silva, another welterweight. This is 170 pounds. Taking on Takanori Sato. Guys coming across the pond. Those Japanese fighters that come to fight. But is he enough for Silva? Silva will be fighting at home. Mm-hmm. That hometown edge down there in Brazil, it's worth a lot. Because when fighters fight in Brazil, like Kyle is elaborated on in broadcasts gone by, they look different. They look different. Their bodies are different. I mean, they look like extremely young men, even if they're older. Straight up, they're using stuff down there, and they're getting away with it, okay? And, yeah, the UFC will say, well, you know, we tested everybody on the card, and everybody came up negative and that kind of stuff. Yeah, well, these guys are experts at it. They got it down. They got it down. This is where steroids and mixed martial arts got its start, okay, in Brazil. Mixed martial arts got its start in Brazil, but the steroid thing, it started with the Brazilian fighters. I mean, some of these Brazilian fighters coming out of there, holy cow, you're looking at these guys like, as I said, Alistair Overeem gaining 50 pounds of muscle. Who the heck? Barry Bonds gaining 50 pounds. Barry Bonds' shoe size growing three times. His hat size growing extremely big. Look at his head. Pre and after, okay? And you know he was taking steroids, although Victor Conti of Balco Labs, who I've had on the show in the past, Victor says, oh, he tries to skirt around the issue of Barry Bonds taking steroids because he thinks that Barry Bonds should still be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think so. And I don't think that anybody get caught using steroids I mean, performance-enhancing drugs in baseball, you're not killing anybody. You're killing a baseball, okay? But in the world of boxing, combat sports, mixed martial arts, you're attempting to hurt somebody, to maim somebody, okay? And if you've got the extra advantage of steroids, anabolic steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, now a human growth hormone, okay, blood doping, of course, that was the original one. That's what they used to do. That was the Russians did that. They would freeze their blood and then put a pump it back into them after they freeze it because it's supposed to, like, collect more red blood cells. And when you correct a lot of these, you know, you don't get tired. That's why I think Manny Pacquiao never got tired. I suspect Manny Pacquiao was on stuff, you know, the boxer from the Philippines. Yeah, I mean, he looked super in his last fight, no question about that, against Brandon Rios, and he was taking the voluntary anti-doping association tests that were administered, of course, by Dr. Margaret Goodman and company out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, Dr. Goodman, a neurologist, a former member, a former doctor with the California, take that back, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, her and her boyfriend, I guess still, you know, almost, I don't know, they never got married. Flip Hlmanski, another doctor. Of course, Flip was all the big fights, the Hagler fights, the Tyson fights. Flip was always a ringside doctor. But she's running VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, not to be confused with the World Anti-Doping Association. That's another group, okay? But this is an independent group, and anything that Margaret does, I trust. So I trust VADA. And, of course, VADA caught that Brandon Rios guy when he fought Manny Pacquiao. But Manny Pacquiao came up clean. But if you're taking stuff and you've got guys around you that are known to be providing stuff, I mean, you know, like Alex Ariza, he had Manny Pacquiao, he had Brandon Rios, he had all these fighters coming up dirty, except for Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao was the only fighter, I think, of his, of the four or five, didn't come up dirty. And then, of course, he comes off with that Marcos Medina giving him smelling salts in a fight a few weeks ago. So straight up, I'm not a big fan of guys that cheat, whether it be in boxing and or mixed martial arts, because it's combat sports. And you're trying to maim somebody. You're trying to kill somebody. It's not like hitting a baseball. It's not like dunking a basketball. It's not like hitting a golf ball. Okay? You're hitting somebody. You're trying to hurt somebody. And with an added edge, with the added edge of, you know, having like the EPO, the extra red blood cells, of course, you never get tired, your body recovers faster, all that kind of good stuff. Having that, okay, having human growth hormone, maybe if you're getting older, you know, like 30, 32, you can take that and turn the clock back to when you were like 20, 25 physically. I kid you not, okay? And then you add anabolic steroids to that, okay, a cycle of steroids, okay? And then you clock off them just a few weeks before. Okay, unless there's random drug testing. And speaking of random drug testing, George St. Pierre, the longtime welterweight champion, of course, from Montreal, Quebec, of the UFC, the 170-pound champion, the man that retired after losing that, after winning that controversial fight that I thought he lost against Johnny Hendricks in UFC in November of 2013. But straight up, he retired, and he blasted the UFC of late. I mean, he blasted Dana White. He blasted the UFC brass. He said that they wouldn't go for the VADA testing that I just mentioned with the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, okay? The UFC said, no, no, we'll go with the Athletic Commission tests or something like that. And GSP didn't want to do that with Johnny Hendricks. He wanted to do the Voluntary Anti-Doping. He wanted to, you know, to fight clean. And, you know, it's funny because there were many times when we speculated that George St. Pierre might be taking something because he was like, you know, cut up like Adonis. I mean, he was a lean, bad dude, no question about that. But he had that steroid look to him. And now I guess these guys are getting older and they're getting a conscience, of course. And they're realizing, you know what, I want to fight a guy that's clean. I'm old now and I realize what those steroid advantages may have given me when I was younger. Okay, so I don't want to face that. So I want the other guy to test it. Be tested, too. Johnny Hendricks was sort of against the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association testing, and as was the UFC. Okay, I won't mention who in the UFC said no, but somebody high up in the UFC said no. No to the VADA testing. They won't have no part of it. Straight up. Why? Because I think if they use the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association testing. And if they do test during training camps, okay, there's going to be more guys coming up dirty. And they just don't want more guys. I mean, I wouldn't want more guys coming up dirty. I wouldn't. And everybody's taking something to have an advantage. I mean, maybe they're not taking creatine anymore, but I remember when guys used to take creatine, I think they had an advantage with that. Or maybe, how about this one? Here's a natural one, bee pollen. They used to take, or bee honey. Bee jelly, that's what it was. They put it under their tongue and, like, we give them this energy burst and things like that. So there's been greenies. Those were those little, they call them little greenies. They're little pills that guys took back in the days, like a Willie Mays in the 50s, you know, to play baseball. And it was basically a methamphetamine. So people have been cheating in sports since the beginning of time, okay? But now it's, you know, done with performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, Alex Rodriguez and the New York Yankees, Alex, I hope you never swing a bat again, okay? I hope somebody hit you with a bat, but I hope you never swing a bat again. You're a disgrace to baseball, and you know, unfortunately, you're Puerto Rican too, and so am I, so that makes me, like, double ashamed. Straight up, not my favorite guy, Alex Rodriguez, suing everybody in sight. Why? Because he has the money. It's pretty cold. You know, they catch him buying all this stuff. The guy admits that he sold him all this stuff. He lays out, you know, the prescription on how he was taking these testosterone lozenges while he was sitting in the dugout, and this would give him an extra boost of energy. So this stuff is for real, man. These performance-enhancing drugs are for real. They work in all aspects of sports, okay? I had a friend of mine tell me that when he was on steroids, that he could see, steroids and human growth hormone, that he could see the almost the label on the baseball when it was coming spinning at him. He said he could see the seams, but he couldn't quite see the label. I mean, man, when you can see the seams of a baseball coming at you at 85, 90 miles an hour, okay, you have advanced vision, beyond normal vision. And straight up, you take steroids, you take human growth hormone, you take EPO, you're going to have an edge. And an edge in combat sports is just not cool. An edge in baseball, I don't think it's cool either. You know, Barry Bonds, I don't think she'd ever go in the Hall of Fame. But as far as combat sports are concerned, one time you get popped with steroids, you're done. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Baby, give it up. Time to lose.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking. Little Tower of Power down to the nightclub, bringing us back from the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up on many of these Sports Byline Broadcast Network stations, between rounds. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and we air every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This is a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, straight up live. Of course, UFC 169, 62 minutes away, 62 minutes away from the pay-per-view. And, of course, Renan Barreiro defending the World 135-pound championship against one of my favorite guys, Uriah Faber. Go Uriah. Frank Mir, Alistair Overeem, they're getting it on, of course, in a heavyweight title fight. Jose Aldo, a huge favorite over Ricardo Llamas. Llamas coming in 13-2. He's going out 13-3. I'd be almost willing to bet my house on it, folks. Straight up, he doesn't belong in there with Jose Aldo. But nobody belongs in there with Jose Aldo. Just that's how good he is. Now, don't forget, the Sunday show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, we'll go live with 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The first hour, we're bringing the godfather of the HBO crew. I'm talking about Larry Merchant himself. We'll talk a little boxing with Larry Merchant. And hour number two, I've got two MMA guests lined up, but I haven't confirmed them both. So the bottom line is we've got MMA in hour number two, boxing in hour number one, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank you for tuning into this special presentation of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, 29 plus years now. Don't forget my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Until next time, peace, love, and happiness.